Blog Talk Radio.
Silver coins that jingle jangle, fancy shoes that dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover, entangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little Nogu haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Well, here we are on what might be the penultimate Monday for Psychic Choice Radio. We don't know yet, because obviously we don't have Stephen Thornton anymore. The show's kind of run out now on the 9th of June for this month. You know, they've given us 2 free months thus far, albeit this month kind of been a little hectic to actually run the studio, because it's like we can only have 5 people at a time in the courtyard. So we only have 2 people at the minute. As you may know, we only have Nikki on a Monday and Jane on a Thursday. And it's been very difficult indeed to actually get readers to read for any of the other days. Even though they put it out there to all in sundry in the psychic world, in the psychic field. Nobody has come forward. But we're going to have a good show tonight anyway, and we're going to have a good show next Monday, I feel. And then what happens after that, I really don't know. But you're going to have to look out for where we are on any particular evening, yeah, because we'll try and keep something going somehow, yeah. Okay then, so let's say hi to Mickey, and our first call this evening is going to be with Deep.
Hello everybody.
Hiya Mickey. Okay, hiya. So I'm going to mute my microphone here at this end, and we have Deep.
Thank you Ken again. Hi Mickey, good evening, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Deep? How can I help you, please?
I'm all right. Can you see what's the message that spirit today, please?
Well, the first thing I'm picking up with you is there seems to be some kind of good judgment going on with you at the minute. And I want to say this is something to do with a decision or maybe the signing of a contract. Or a contract gets in the balance, maybe. I also want to say there's some kind of a righting of a wrong, but I'm not quite sure where that is at the minute. I just feel as though there seems to be some decisions that are going. You seem to be going along with some decisions at the minute. I get the feeling that someone other than you seems to be getting some misguided advice. Now, I'm not quite sure where that is. It may take time for it to come to your notice, but I do feel as though there seems to be someone that, instead of talking to professional people, seems to be talking to people on the street. And I don't know, it just doesn't seem to fit. I don't think someone completely understands the workings of a situation or the workings behind the situation. Or the two things don't seem to connect somewhere. I do feel at the minute there's someone around you that seems to be trying to bring an association together. Whether that's linked with work, I don't know. I do feel there is a, there seems to be some kind of a settlement, or maybe something settling down. I also feel at the minute, handing punishment out willy-nilly doesn't help the situation. I feel if you're going to try to stop something or you've got to redirect it in some way. Try to understand what's going behind it. This may be connected with a family member, or it could be a work situation. I do feel as though at the minute. Things seem to be opening up, but I still feel as though there is some kind of misguided advice with that. I do get the feeling somebody is trying to listen to you, but I also feel as though someone behind them, maybe an older family member, who's talking about things that they don't know nothing about, or they're talking about things that happened years ago. It doesn't seem to connect with today's society. I'm not quite sure where that is, but I do get the feeling that it is connected with you. And try and move on from that. But I do feel as though at the minute, this is a key presence or a key feature of what's going on with you. Right. I do feel this is the end of something, but I also feel it's the beginning. I do feel as though I do feel as though there's going to be a transformation with you, which is a blessing in disguise, really. I also feel as though I do feel as though there is something significant, and some significant changes are going to be brought about. But this is going to lead to stability in the longer frame of things. I do feel as though there seems to be, you seem to be getting some kind of mixed signals from something or someone. I'm not quite sure where this fits in at the minute, but I do feel as though there is going to be a successful conclusion with this. I also get the feeling there's going to be harmonious partnership and peace is going to be restored where there's been a little bit of upset. I do get the feeling at the minute you are trying your best to be self-contained and self-controlled. But I also get the feeling you've been dealing with things that have been a little bit out of your spectrum, so to speak. And I also get the feeling try to ignore people's or somebody's thoughts at the minute. I get the feeling you seem to be, I'm not quite sure. Sometimes it's easier to blame other people than it is to take the blame themselves. So maybe I'm not quite sure this is a work situation or whatever it is. I do get the feeling that trying to pinpoint a situation, some people are refusing to acknowledge what it is that's going on. But I do feel as though any obstacles around you are going to be removed, and things are going to be worked around. I do feel as though there is an overwhelming force that's moving forward with you at the minute. And I want to say there is new bonds going to be forged with you. And I can see new working habits. And I want to say a new way of thinking as well. I get the feeling I can see you sat around a table and it's like you're talking to people about how things can be changed, but changed for the better, or how you see it, or how things can be redirected. I also feel quite strong that you seem to be kept in the dark at the minute. Something or someone. You seem to be kept in the dark by something or someone at the minute. But I do get the feeling there are doors, not a door, there are doors opening up to you. I do want to say maybe you'll have to try and decipher something. I do get the feeling somebody seems to be talking to you in a bit of code at the minute. I don't mean try and read between the lines, but to try to understand somebody. When you're saying to them, all right, I'll be a minute, that's a phrase, but I get the feeling somebody's saying something to you and they don't really mean the way it's coming across. I get the feeling it's not something completely different, and don't be put off by what they're saying. I just get the feeling that there is, I don't think there's anything hidden in there. I just get the feeling that the way they talk or the way they actually put things across. So I just be careful, because I get the feeling that something may come a lot quicker than you think. I get the feeling that things are quite buoyant around you at this time. I'm not quite sure with what, but I do get the feeling that there is a lot of spiritual activity around you at the minute. And I want to say there's going to be a reunion with you, whether it's a reunion with family or whether it's going to be a reunion at work, I don't know. I do get the feeling this is going to be a good time to start making plans for the future. I do get the feeling the story is going to open up. It is going to allow you to develop thoughts of the future, which is, I want to say, the first time for some time that this has been allowed to do that. I want to say whatever minor setbacks and delays have been or going to be around you are going to, I'm not saying they're going to be melt away. I do feel as though they will be worked around, or they can be sorted quite easily. I just get the feeling that there is a definite new start with you, and this is vital to everything that's around you at the minute. And I do get the feeling that once this starts, there'll be no stopping you. But like, you know, you'll be walking into a complete new world. And I'm not saying you're going to be totally in control of it, but you are going to be in more control of your own life, if that makes sense to you. I do feel as though this is an important time of your life. It's also an important time of the year as well. Things are looking a lot brighter than you think they are. You just need, like walking into a house, a new house. When you walk into a house, you're going to have to move things around until you feel happy with it. And I feel that's what you're going to have to do. I do feel as though it's just a case of getting used to the feel of things. Once you actually get used to the feel of things, then you and life will start to settle down. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. That was lovely. Thanks, Mickey. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you. Now, Steve there, being our first call of the evening. Okay. Now, we know that Deep and everybody else in the call queue likes to listen to the other calls and listen to the readings. We will ask everybody the same. If they can go back and listen to the show page, it allows one other person to come in. So Wendy is going to be our next call this evening. Now, Deep's just called off. He's gone back there to the show page, or he will indeed listen later back to the archives. It means that now we can fit one more person into the call. The moment it's holding five people, because I think what happens is there that Deep calls through the Google Hangout, so somehow it allows that. I don't know why, but it allows four phone calls and two Hangouts at the minute, which is kind of strange. Okay. And of course, the host, myself, comes in a different way, because that is not, it's classed as a separate line. So how that works, I still don't really. But we're having to use Hangouts to call at the moment, and it's quite annoying, because the only way we can do the shows at the minute. Right then, so I'm going to reset the timer. We've done that, and we have Wendy.
Thank you, Ken. Hello, Mickey.
Hi, how are you doing? How can I help you, please?
Hi, Mickey. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California, as Ken stated. I have been on a medical leave since the middle of January for very serious back issues, and my doctor has been very kind to me. She's extended my medical leave a few times, and I sent her an email this morning. I'm supposed to go back to work on the 5th day of June, but I'm not physically well enough to do it. So the letter I wrote was very, very professional and to the point, with supportive evidence. Will Dr. Lee approve me off to extend my leave for another month or 3 months or until January? What do you see, Mickey?
Just let me link in with you, because what I feel with this, there seems to be a lot more to this pain that you've got than what you're actually telling me. But please, that's what I'm picking up. I feel as though there seems to be a lot more going on around you with this pain. I also feel as though there seems to be. Can you understand another side to this, please? All I'm picking up is the medical side, but can you understand there's another side to this as well, please?
Well, now I'm in a wheelchair, and that's not a happy thing. I'm not in the wheelchair constantly, but I feel safer not going to work, and also because of COVID, at my age, I don't want to go back in that environment.
Well, because what I'm picking up is I'm being told for you to consider the situation. I want to say what I'm being told to tell you is this. The situation around you, your life has totally changed. You're not as confident as you once was. And I'm not saying you can't cope with the workplace. I just feel right now the anxiety and stress would just make you, you know, totally inoperable at the workplace. So what I'm trying to ascertain right now from Spirit is it's time to rethink. Other than just taking what we call sick pay or whatever it is you want to call it, and please forgive me, to reconsider the longer term prospect and probably claim some other benefit, maybe something like SSI or something like that. I do feel as though that's the road to go down. That's what I'm picking up. If you was to go back to work now, you're just going to make yourself very, very ill. Not just with the back pain, but, you know, you are not the person then that you are now. Whether you in a wheelchair or where you've got a walker or whatever, you know, you can't deal with the people around you as you once did. Physically, mentally, spiritually, you have changed. It's time now to look at the person that you are and start to rethink your long-term life, the prognosis of where you are. I do feel as though, yes, I do feel as though you will get better in time. But the thought of you going back to work may throw you backwards. I do feel honestly that you've probably worked all your life, is what I'm feeling. And you've endured, yes, you know, a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, and I do get the feeling your body has suffered as well, physically and mentally. I do get the feeling because of all that trauma that's gone on in your life, you're not healing as quick as you once would. So I hasten that you stand and rethink about going back to work at all. I really do.
I'm not saying my doctor extending me at all?
Yes, I do feel as though I do feel professionally that your doctor understands that you are. Please don't take this wrong. I don't think that your body is ready to go back to work, and I don't think you're mentally strong enough to go back to work either. And I'm not saying that you're mental or anything like that. I just feel as though, you know, you've been hurt so badly. Now, when you're an able-bodied person, going to work's not a problem. You're not the able-bodied person you once was. That's what is niggling me inside. You've changed.
Sure, there's a lot of stress in the workplace. So I'm not sure what you're saying. Are she going to extend me? And if she is, how long will it be? 1 month, 3 months, or 5 months? What do you see?
I do feel as though she will extend you, but I've got to go in a month. I can't see anything beyond that because that's about the limits of what spirit let me see.
Right.
I want to say to you, it probably will go beyond that. But what I feel as though right now is you need to talk to your physician again and explain to them what I've just explained to you, because that's come from spirit. Maybe you've never looked at it like that before, you know. So maybe that's another angle for you to, you know, talk to your physician about. But no, I want to say to you, things are looking okay for you to spend a little bit more time getting better, at least another month. And I want to say it quite possibly will be longer, but I can only see a month, okay?
Well, thank you, Mick.
3 minutes.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Okay, it does help
thank
when you open the microphone. Okay, so it helps when you open the microphone. I never put my microphone back on. Okay. Right then, let's see. We've reset the timer, and we have Donna.
Hi, thank you, Ken. Hi, Mickey. How's it going?
Hi, how you doing? How can I help you, please?
Thanks. On my last video call with you, I think it was the one, I've had a couple with you, but it was the one a while back.
Okay.
We talked about relationship,
okay.
And you had said that a relationship's coming in with me, with a fellow, and it was going to be really good, and it was going to have a nice home and everything, and I wanted to know, is that still coming in? You had said June, July, so it's still time. Yeah. What are you picking up? Are they saying anything about that one that you had mentioned to me?
I get the feeling there has been some changes around you recently. That's what I'm picking up right now. Whether it's a change of state, I don't know, or whether it, I just get the feeling you seem to be a little bit unsettled at the minute. So I get the feeling, symbolically, spirit are, I want to say, trying to find out where you are, where sometimes that spirit can build a path to where you are, and then things change that, and then they have to start again. But I feel as though you are spiritually settled at the minute. And I do feel as though there are inroads. It's almost like where you are, it seems to be a bit of a railway junction with you at the minute. There seems to be railroads coming into where you are, which is bringing, I want to say, new doors, new paths, and new people. I do feel in some way you seem to have been wandering in a maze a little bit. I do get the feeling you've been under a lot of pressure recently. And maybe this symbolises the anxiety that I've been picking up around you, whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. I do feel as though things seem to be a lot calmer now than they were. But I get the feeling you've been, I'm not going to say self-doubting, but you seem to have been in two minds about something. Whether it's going back somewhere or staying somewhere or helping someone, I don't know. It seems, but this seems to be a part of a love affair or a loving affair that's coming around you. I do feel as though there are unforeseen. I do feel there are things around you at the minute that seem to be taking up your time or seem to be filling your mind. This sometimes can take away your concentration from where your mind should be. Sometimes we can be worried about things that we shouldn't really worry about, or we can be concerned about other people's concerns. And sometimes we could just be worried about the day-to-day things. I do feel as though there is happiness and joy coming to you, all right? And I do feel as though this is going to be a successful achievement. I do feel as though there is going to be a reunion with you as well. Now, I'm not quite sure whether this is a friend or family, or I do feel as though this is going to bring vitality and good health with you as well. There's something that signifies about this summer, and I want to say maybe you're going to be reconnecting with children. That might be grandchildren or your own children, I don't know. I do feel as though there's something like that. There is good news on the way, something to do with offspring, maybe a baby or something like that, or even a new beginning for part of the family. Because babies do signify a new beginning. Or maybe that's your new beginning. This is a positive thing rather than a negative thing. And I do get the feeling there has been some delays with you. And the reason why there has been delays, because I get the feeling you have crossed state lines in some way. And that does alter the path of things. I do get the feeling sometimes we have outside influences can change your life path, where you allow people to interact with you or to change the course of your life or your thought pattern. That can bring spiritual change around you. And I get that the feeling that's what happened with you in this case, where you once were destined to meet someone and have that life, that has now been changed. And maybe that's been connected with crossing a state line or some kind of change within your life. But I do get the feeling that things are settled down now compared to where they were. I do feel as though maybe there was a time you didn't feel as though you was at home or you were settled. But I feel that feeling's coming around you now. And I do feel as though life is beginning to open up again. And I want to say you're probably feeling a bit more sure of not just yourself, but things around you as well. Sometimes we can actually start walking down a path that we're not quite sure where we want to be or where we want to go. And that can quite often happen after you've left a situation, be it a rocky situation or a stable situation. When you end, it's rather like watching a film and you think at the beginning, well, do I really want to watch this? Is this really what I want? Proceed down this way a little bit. There are things that are going to happen. And I do feel as though there are doors that are going to open to you. There are some joyous love affairs coming around you. These may not all turn out into a relationship, but I do feel as though there are joyous love affairs coming around you. Some of them may just turn into friendships. I do feel as though it's a bit like looking around, you know, one of these charity shops or something like that, where you're picking up all kinds of things, the things that you like and some that you don't like, and then you might go back in another way. I do feel as though it's a bit like...
3 minutes.
I do get the feeling that's what's going on with you at the minute. Spirit are trying to find out what you want in this important part of your life. They don't want to bring someone into your life that doesn't fit with you or you don't fit with them. I get the feeling you seem to have quite a fixed criteria. And within that bounds of that, you know what you want. That's what Spirit are trying to help you find. I do get the feeling that you're doing the right thing rather than just letting anybody in. Being hurt the way you have in the past. It's not a good idea just to let any Joe walk straight into your life. You don't want to be ringing the fire brigade or the police or anybody just to, you know...
2 minutes.
And I do get the feeling that once you feel as though you are at home and you are settling down, and I do feel that's coming around you now, but I only just feel that is starting to come around you. I do feel as though you've probably been a little bit uncertain with yourself. Do I go here? Do I go there? Do I want this? Do I want that? And being around, sometimes listening to family or friends about what they want can sometimes give you ideas, but that clashes with who you are and what you've been through. It's like trying to change the course of a river. You know, it will find its own way, and that's where you are at the minute, Donna. You are finding your own way. You are finding you.
1 minute.
Yeah, I've been
and
away
from
my house for 2 months. Huh? Yeah, I've been gone from
Bingo.
My house for 2 months.
You know, I was
in Florida.
Yeah. That's what I'm.
And now I'm
up.
Going home. I'm
yeah.
going home
yeah.
in about a week.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where, because you said that
yes.
I'd meet
yes.
someone June, July, but
yes.
I'm finally going home because I couldn't meet them before, you know?
Yes. Bingo, bingo. Thank you, thank you. That,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly what I've
so,
been
and
saying.
And I did
thank
cross
you.
State lines.
Thank you.
I did cross state lines. I went to Florida. And,
well.
Yeah. Didn't
hey.
End up selling my friend's
well.
House, but yeah, so I'm looking forward to this.
Well,
and,
okay.
I told a couple of my friends to get a hold of you on Facebook, so they'll be doing that. And,
okay.
thank you so much, Mickey. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Take care, Donna. Look after yourself. God
thank
bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Righty. Show's going very well. That's one call's up. We're getting one call in, so it's okay. We're getting there. Right. Karen.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I have a project set up for July. So, and then
yeah.
my calendar is starting to get filled up, but just like with doctor's appointments, a church did call me. He told me last time a church was going to call me, and it was a priest
wow.
that said he's moving and he needs some help packing just for a couple days.
Wow.
But that may be something.
Okay.
Okay. To bring in some extra money during the month of June. He said
yep.
he'll get back with me.
Wow.
But I'm kind of wondering
wow.
what else do you see coming up? Yeah.
okay.
Moving
okay.
on.
Okay, can I just ask you a question? I just want to ask you a question there, Karen. Is that church, was that something that you said that I told you about? Is that what you said?
You said that they may be calling me to help out a couple days
okay.
a week or something.
Okay. Okay.
And he may
okay.
need help
that,
a couple
okay.
days a week. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Because I've got another church. The reason why I asked is because I've got another church. The minute you said that, the lights started flickering in my head. I've got another church that may call, well, he's going to call you. I'm not quite sure when at the minute, but I will get back to you on Facebook with that.
Okay.
Things are looking favourable at the minute. I want to say, now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to use the old term that we would have known when we were younger, like when someone says, have you got a card? I feel when somebody's got, I'm not saying you've given your work card, but I feel someone's looking at a card with your name and number on it. And I want to say, this seems to be something completely different, something completely new. Now, I want to say, I'm getting is it's plain sailing. Now, I don't understand what it means. There seems to be some connection with, I'm not saying it's to do with the sea or anything like that, but I get the feeling maybe it's something to do with animals. I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing calendars and mountains, and I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with animal welfare, rescue. I don't know. But I'm just seeing animals. It might be even to do with a vet. I don't know. But I'm just getting that kind of thing. So I'm going to give you that. What I'm picking up with you, I'm getting at the minute, there is a situation coming around you at the minute. And I want to say this is, I do feel at the minute that there is, can you just keep an eye on your boyfriend for me, please? I don't know why. I've just got to send in some healing. I've got a mum type figure coming to me at the minute that just sending him healing. So I just want to give you that as well. Okay. While I'm there, right. What I'm feeling at the minute, I'm actually picking something up about. I know it's not a car dealership, but I'm getting something to do with cars. I'm getting something to do with cars. It's not a dealership. It's not selling cars. I don't think it's anywhere working around cars, but it's something to do with cars. It may be to do with car insurance or that kind of thing. So I get the feeling this is to do in an office. I also get the feeling that you've applied. You may have been called, or you've called about a project, and are waiting for a decision. So you're going to get called about that.
Yes.
That call is going to be successful, and I want to say. This is to do with I want to say something that you've probably done for them before. I also get the feeling there are two agencies that are looking at you. One of them's on a corner. I don't know why I'm seeing it on a corner.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it on a corner, and yeah. I also get the feeling there is someone that's a bit bullheaded now. That's an English term. I'm not quite sure whether it translates into. It means someone's a bit, you know, a bit. They don't like change. You can be a bit bullheaded, and it is what it is. So I get the feeling that there is somebody that wants to hire you. The right word. I don't know whether that's the right word or not, but somebody wants to talk to you. Now, I'm getting the feeling that they've got this. They've got your number from a lady. Now, yeah. I don't know why I'm getting this. So I get the feeling these people are. I do get the feeling they're trying to get back to work. They're trying to get things up and running again. That's what I'm trying to get. Things seem to be. I'm not quite sure about what the work situation like in the States at the minute, Karen, so please forgive me. I get the feeling that things are semi-moving at the minute, you know, after this COVID-19. I get the feeling things are trying to get back to normal, but they're not back to normal, but they're not where they were, if that makes sense to you. So I get the feeling they're trying to get females, something to do with claims. It's something to do with claims, right? This must be something to do with medical, because I'm getting haemophilia and that kind of thing to do with I don't know. All I keep getting is blood and haemophilia, so it might be something to do with Medicare.
That's,
All right.
That's the project for July. That's the project for July.
Well,
correct.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get a call before that. That's what I'm being.
Okay.
It's going to be successful. I want to say it's a new. This is a new undertaking. Now, don't ask me what a new undertaking is. It may be a new undertaking. This is a new cycle, right? And something that you may need to consider. It's a new undertaking. It's a new cycle and something that you may need to consider. I do get the feeling. This will be successful. I also get the feeling. I don't know whether you've applied for. I don't want to say anything too much about this. I don't know if you've applied for anything from anywhere, but you are going to be successful. That's what I've got to say. I don't want to go into that and start talking about your private business on the radio, but you are going to be successful, Karen. And this is to do with expenses and things like that, so that will tell you where it's coming from. I want to say to you, yeah, you are going to be successful. So you may need to watch your checking account, because I get the feeling it may go straight into there to help out a little bit. That's what I'm picking up with that, and I do get the feeling this is going to help a very, very complicated situation. And I also want to say June is starting to look very good. It's going to start. Yes. It's looking to look better than it did.
Correct.
When one cycle ends, there's going to be another one beginning. Okay. So all I can say is maybe it's one project and you're going to get another one. I can't guarantee a week of work, but I can guarantee there is going to be one following on after another. That's what I'm picking up with that. I do get the feeling that things are beginning
one
to show them.
1 minute.
Yes.
I do get the feeling that where you've worked before, your good work name and your credentials, so to speak, are giving you new direction. So things are looking quite good there, Karen. But like I said, I will get back to you on Facebook with a couple of things there. Because there are one or two things that I don't really want to talk about over radio, Karen. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll catch up with you. Thank you.
I'll speak to you later, Karen. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks, Karen. That's Karen. And we've reset the clock. Timer. People are still calling in. Slowly, but as one person calls off, another will call in, which is just right. Okay. So where are we? Hello.
Oh my goodness! Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm gonna try to. You can talk, but I'm gonna try.
How can I help you, please?
Anything you pick up on. I'm in Sedona, all my spiritual friends. It's so beautiful. Anyways, go ahead.
Who?
I'm in Sedona, Arizona.
All right. Huh? Oh, very good. Oh, I've never been there, but I've heard it's nice. I've heard it's a bit dry. Never mind. That was a joke. Never mind. I know when I was in Las Vegas all them years ago, when I met Elvis, I was having a couple of beers, and they went down quite well. But anyway, enough of that. I don't know why I'm seeing new dresses with you. So I don't know whether you've been looking at new dresses.
Yes, just 5 minutes ago.
I don't know why. Have you?
5 minutes ago. Right. Yes. I made a video of these dresses. Because I want them.
Oh, heck.
Yes.
Heck. Oh, dear. I don't know where you are. You're just showing me all these lovely dresses and stuff.
Sedona.
They look like gypsy dresses. You know,
yes.
Like gypsy.
They're hippie chick dresses in Sedona. I want all of
them.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
You're right on.
Right. What I'm picking up with you is an exciting challenge that's coming around you. Something that's going to get your adrenaline buzzing. I want to see, you're going to need to prove yourself. There's something around you where you are going to need a new dress or a new outfit anyway. You are going to need to prove yourself. I want to say, and don't take this wrong, because I know we use words in different ways, Holly. Don't, whatever you do, take this wrong. I know you're a bit of a sporty girl, but please don't take that wrong. I don't want that to come out in the wrong way. Over here, it means you're good for a laugh and that kind of thing. I don't know how it translates in the States. Don't take that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling you've got the right temperament, you know. I want to say this indicates a good times and negotiations concerning business. This is definitely going to be a challenge. I want to say, have you had some kind of a quarrel or misunderstanding recently, please, concerning business or something? I want to say there is going to be a flip side to this. There is somebody around you that has a major ambition that they want you in on it, and I'm not quite sure where that is yet. But I do feel as though success is foretold in this business adventure. You may think, well, I don't really, I'm not sure about that. I want to say to you, if somebody comes to you, no matter how crazy it sounds, all right, just please think about it.
Okay.
I do feel, I'm not saying you're going to have to be, you know, a pole dancer or anything like that.
Oh, God, no.
I do get a feeling this is. I do get a feeling this is. I want to say it. Things, it may not be what you expect, but I do get the feeling. Go along with it. You may have your reservations to start off with. You may have your doubts, but I do get the feeling. Mainly, it's just your time. It's your cheeky personality that sets you apart, really. You're just a cheeky girl, you know, and you've got that personality. And I do feel as though you are going to achieve something. Now, whether this is to do with your songwriting or it being part of a regular job, I don't know. I can't say. But wherever it is, it's important. I do feel as though you may have heard a story where this person's been hurt by an adversary in some way. I do feel as though they probably did stand the ground, but they have been hurt. And I get the feeling... their bark might be worse than the bite, so to speak. But I do get the feeling that eventually things are going to pay off for you. You may not like the idea to start off with, but the more you sit and think about it, the more you're warm to it. I do feel as though there are some communication problems with you at the minute. Maybe it's with your cell phone. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're just not talking to people at the minute. Maybe you're pissed off with some people. I don't know.
Yep.
Maybe you're just pissed off
with
a few people at the minute. You're not talking to nobody.
Yep.
But I do get the feeling there is a journey coming to you, a very important journey. I want to say I do feel as though somebody wants to help you, but you've already told them to piss off in some way. I do feel as though there is good news on the way to do with this, to do with the journey. I've got to tell you, don't go backwards. Don't listen to bullshit. Don't go backwards, right? you're only going to exhaust yourself. You've been there before. The writing's on the wall. Why do you want to go back? I want to say to you, don't go being anybody's fool. You're full of self-confidence. I want to say, you seem to be happy and stable in your own life. Don't let people come into your life and start to compromise your life as they once did. Things are looking promising with you at the minute. I want to say, just maintain this position. Eventually, you are going to prosper, and patience is going to pay off. I do feel as though someone's going to say something to you and try to pull at your heart. Watch for the bullshit between the lines, I think. I get the feeling somebody's trying to emotionally blackmail you in some way. I'm not quite sure whether that's family or I don't know. I just get the feeling, just watch out for the bullshit. Don't be burdened by heavy duties. You know, when, you know, I feel you've done your share, all right? Just be careful, because while you're doing that, you're missing out on life. What spirit are trying to bring around you? This should have happened before.
2 minutes.
But you seem to have answered a call from somebody else. So therefore, I want to say the spirit have had to shift everything around to bring this back around you again. I do get the feeling that there is help on the way. I want to say a new companion coming into your life.
Cool.
Now, when I say companion, I'm not quite sure whether I mean male or female. I just know there's somebody coming into your life. I do feel that they're going to bring some good news with them. I also feel as though there may be some connection with some letters, but that could be emails. I don't mean, you know, necessarily write a letter.
1 minute.
It could be an email. I do think things are opening up for you, and they are moving in the right direction. Just watch where someone's trying to drag you backwards. Just be very, very careful. Don't go expending money, all right, on journeys that are not necessary, all right? You should be moving forward to good news. You should be moving forward to good news, not going backwards to bad news. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Speak to you later.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Oh, she's gone. Oh, bless. Okay. There you go. Right then. Right. Now, we've got up to 8. So we've got up to 8 callers in the call queue. It's the average for a 2-hour show, would you believe? So we're on line 6 at the moment, and we need to find out who it is. All the ones.
Hi, Mickey. It's Veronica.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ken. Thank you. Hi. Yes, I do. Thank you very much. And this is any help. I need some clarification. So I know. I haven't asked you this question about this man that I'm. This young guy. He's my age. I met him. I that was last year to ask you. So we've been talking, and I am not sure. I mean, I like him. He's very sincere. What do you see from that? Because there was a situation that occurred, but I had nothing to do with that. So I know that he's going through some emotional right now. But anyway, if you can pinpoint, are you able to see or you need his initial? I think you know.
I feel there's been some heavy burdens around you. All right.
Yeah.
I also get the feeling there's been some heavy duties and stressful times as well. I want to say, don't let life or what's going on in the other parts of your life start tearing your relationship apart. Because I get the feeling there are people that are jealous of you. I also get the feeling you seem to be shouldering far more responsibility at the minute than you should be. I do feel as though life can be difficult for all of us at any time. But I get the feeling somebody keeps trying to sling obstacles in your way and trying to... I want to say, I'm going to use this term. You may not like what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it. Somebody seems to be trying to take your life away from you emotionally, you know, where they're trying to stop you from living your own life because they will just want you to spend time with them. So just watch out, because I get the feeling it's causing a lot of anxiety, where you want to maybe just go down to the store with your boyfriend, and you just want to spend a little time together, maybe walking in the park, going to the store, going for coffee. But you seem to be running around after everybody else, you know. And I do get the feeling, emotionally, this is, it seems to be, I get the feeling that sometimes there's been, there seems to have been misunderstandings between you and your boyfriend that have been brought on by other people. And it's not been your problem, it's nothing that you've done. So I do get the feeling you seem to have some, I want to say hidden enemies. They're not probably enemies really, but they just seem to be causing you problems. That's what I'm picking up. I want to say that sometimes you seem so exhausted that all you want to do is sit in a chair and go to sleep. That's what I'm picking up. I do get the feeling you are growing together. And I want to say there seems to be a lot of goodness between you. I know this gentleman, he's had his fair share of problems that weren't his. And I do get the feeling he seems to be quite a nice guy. I want to say I get the feeling he's trying to help you in some way. But other people trying to keep him at arm's length. It's like they don't want him in. They don't want to let him in. So it's like it's creating hitches in some way. I do get the feeling maybe you plan to go somewhere together, you know, a travel plan maybe, even if it's just across the town, you know. But I get the feeling this may have been curtailed, it may have been stopped. But I do feel as though just carry on the way you are. Stability is coming around you because of your strength. Because of who you are, your determination is your strength, and that is bringing reassuring promise around you. All right, you are going to maintain your position with this guy. All right, so just be patient. Patience is a virtue right now. All right, but just be vigilant that there are people around you that are trying to sabotage your relationship, mainly because I get the feeling that they're jealous of you because you've got something that's going to take you away from them, all right? Sometimes people, they've got nothing, so they don't want you to have anything. They just want you to be like them, you know? So I get the feeling this envious attitude is not the right attitude for them. Don't let their attitude take away your happy future. I do feel as though you are going to be successful with this gentleman. I just feel as though the anxiety is probably not good for your health at the minute, okay? But things will get better, all right? I feel as though your ambition with this gentleman, you know, probably to have your own home and everything else, is going to come true, you know. But, you know, there is a saying that, you know, anything that's worth having is worth working for. And you are going to have to work for it, you know. there are people around you that don't want you to have this, right? But you are going to win a victory over this. You will get what you want. If you can stick together, if you can work this together and get through the anxiety, you will. This will be a beautiful relationship. And the prospects are looking good. I just feel as though you are worried about things. You are aware of the problems that have been around you. I just feel as though sometimes maybe he can't come round and you are thinking, what's he up to? He's not up to nothing. He's pretty much got in his life what you've got in your life. You know, you've all had lives before and families. And sometimes if he can't make it, don't worry. He will get in touch with you, okay? I do feel, though, eventually this is going to work out in a very, very nice way. The trouble with you is sometimes you doubt yourself, which doubts him, all right? This starts a vicious circle off. So, in other words, sometimes you are working on your own downfall, right? I want to say to him, he knows when you're not in a good mood because something else has upset you, right? And he thinks that you're in a bad mood with him, you know. And so don't let other people, you know, change who you are. I want to say things are looking very promising for you both. Maintain this position and eventually you will get where you want to be. Just remain vigilant, all right, for, you know, things and people trying to stop you from having a relationship with this guy. Like I said, because they haven't gotten out, they don't want you to have anything either. Things are going to work out. Things are going to work out. Just don't let people tear you apart. Sometimes you have to cooperate with people. You know, sometimes if it's family, you've got to do what you've got to do. But don't let them rule your life. Sometimes you've got to say no, and sometimes you've just got to turn away and say, I'm sorry, I can't do it. But no, things are looking good. Okay.
Mr. Quickly, I left from, we both left from that workplace. Everything you said is true, so we both left because of all what you said, and I pray to God for justice. Because there's demons in there.
Right.
Do you think that the justice will be there in that place with all those people? I put in God's hand. You're right.
Yeah,
1 minute.
Yeah. I can't see why not. Like I said, everything was going to work out. I do feel as though there is a lot of burden around you and on you at the minute, but everything is going to work out. As I said, sometimes you have to pull together, and the only person you've got is him, and the only person he's got is you. You are pulling together, you know, and that's what being in love's about. It's about being there for each other. And if you are there for each other, then you will make it, and that's what this is about. You know, sometimes relationships are born out of adversity, and yours definitely is, okay? But because you've been through a lot of adversity together, that builds a strong bond between you and the guy that you're seeing. That's how strong it is. You're coming through it together, and there is no one that's going to tear you apart unless you want them to, okay?
That is beautiful. You are really true. God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Righty. Okay. So we've reset the time. We're with line 7 already. Area 229. Hello.
Hey, Ken. Yes. Hey, this is Melvin.
Melvin.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, I missed you last week.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yes, sir.
How can I help you, please?
Whatever you pick up, sir. I have a lot going on, but whatever you can tell me that'll benefit me.
What I'm getting from you. It seems there's a decision that's going to go your way. Start believing in yourself. I want to say to you that the situation around you at this time may be a bit difficult, but a decision is going to go your way. I want to say you are going to win a small victory. Now, I don't know what that is. Been some kind of a delay with you, but that delay is going to be successful. I want to say it's going to give you better prospects in the future. I can't say what it is because I'm not being shown that. I just know there's been some problem with communications or something at the minute. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir, it does.
I want to say to you, please, I'm just getting whether this is a letter concerning some money or something, I don't know. But I get the feeling there is good news on the way connected with some money or something like that. I do get the feeling, I want to say you seem to be, your movement may be impaired in some way. Maybe you've had a bit of an accident or I don't know. But I just get the feeling that something with you is maybe you're not as mobile as you once was, or there's a situation around you like that. I just feel at the minute your life had been compromised in some way. But I do get the feeling that things are on the mend. I'm talking about the situation now.
Right.
The situation is on the mend. So what I mean by that is things are going to get better. I get the feeling where you was probably shouldering a lot of responsibility or difficulty. I do get the feeling, I want to say, a decision has successfully gone your way. So I also want to say this is to do with health terms and anxieties as well. And I want to say this may be something to do with long term. Whether it's to do with housing or money or both, I don't know. I just know that this is going to help you now and in the future. I get a feeling something's probably either been held back or it's been changed in some way. Or maybe you've applied for something and you've been waiting. But I want to say your patience is paid off. Things are on the way. I want to say to you, your refusal to compromise, refusal to give in, has been the right attitude.
Right.
I do get the feeling that somebody's tried to maybe talk you out of a situation or tried to change the situation. But you maintaining the way you thought or the way you see things or whatever has paid off. Compromising has actually stood you in good stead, I want to say.
Right.
And I know this has been a very, very stressful situation with you. I can't tell you what it is, but I just know it's been with you. And I want to say, whatever terms, conditions are with this health, whatever it is, with you, I do feel as though the long term, there is going to be advantages because of this. I want to say something's going to make your life easier. Whether that's something to do with housing and money or both, I don't know. I just get the feeling there has been some kind of disruption. Maybe it's to do with this COVID-19 thing, I don't know. But I do get the feeling, I want to say, whether you've got some kind of a small ambition, I don't know. But whether this is going to be successful, it may be just that you can walk outside, you know, and just sit outside in the sunshine a little bit, you know, just sit in the yard. I just get the feeling that this is, you don't seem to be a man that wants no great thing, just a normal thing. And I get the feeling this anxiety really, really hit you in some way, this delay. And I do get the feeling, but this is putting good things back on the table again. So you can start to have some kind of a standard of living and be able to live a little bit. I do get the feeling that somebody was trying to negotiate with you, but also was lying at the same time. I don't know why I'm saying that, but yeah, I do get the feeling there is going to be some legal affairs to sort out when this is done. That's what I get the feeling, because of deception and things like that. And you will be successful. You will win a victory there. I don't want to say a major victory. It's going to be a major ambition that will be foretold. I'm being told to tell you not to give up. Be bold and daring right now. And I want to say to you, you are going to be successful. Pardon me for saying this, sir, but I really do feel that, you know, these lowlife will lie to you to try to line their own pocket. Now, might not be the case. That's what I'm getting from spirit, so I have to go with that, okay? This is not a case of misunderstanding. This is not misunderstanding. This is like a maladministration, if that's the right word. It might not even be the right word. I don't know. I do feel as though there has been a lot of pain with you, okay? Now, that could be psychological pain. It could be physical pain. It could be both. I don't know. But whatever it is, you've suffered through somebody else. You've suffered because of somebody else. Whether it's a maladministration on behalf of somebody else, I don't know. But I do get the feeling that you've suffered stress and anxiety, as well as your injury, because of somebody else. You know, somebody's bullshitted you from day one, and probably thought that you probably didn't know any different. And I don't want to go into that, but sometimes you can just look at people and think, well, they come from the backwoods. They probably don't know anything. But don't take that wrong. I don't mean nothing about that to you. I'm just trying to give you an example. Because country folks don't know anything, So that's probably why this has happened. Something like that. But I want to say to you, this is going to pay off.
What about my health?
In what way, sir?
My overall health.
I want to say to you, things are looking, we're sending you healing, and I want to say you are going to level out. Now, I'm not going to say you're going to be able to run a marathon again, but I want to say you are going to level out, okay? That's what we're going to say to you. I don't know whether you work with a walker or a chair or a cane, I don't know. But I do know will always be able to get about. You will be able, you will level out. That's what I'm being. You will. Your health will increase
to a
level where you will be able to manage things yourself. But I do feel it's important. All right, that what has happened, that any money coming to you reflects what's happened. That is very, very important, all right? That is going to enhance your quality of life. That's what I feel is very, very important with you right now, okay? So that your health can be maintained rather than it getting any worse. That's what I'm picking up, and that's what I have to tell you. And I do feel as though your health and whatever's coming to you will match. And this is going to help you maintain your health a lot better, okay? I really do feel things are on the mend. I'm not saying it's going to be, you're going to be better straight away. I'm just saying that things will be on the mend and you will start to feel better, not only about yourself, but about the circumstance that you're in as well. Okay, sir?
Okay, yes, sir. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? How can I help you, please?
Tell me what you got to say. Thank you very much.
Hello. Anybody there?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hello.
I can hear
Sorry.
You.
Anybody there?
Yeah.
Hello.
I think it's Quinn.
It is.
Quinn,
Mickey. Hello.
I hear you.
Anybody there?
I think it's Quinn, yeah?
Can't hear
I can
nothing,
hear
Ken.
You.
Can't hear a thing. Can't hear a thing.
You're not hearing me.
No, can't hear a thing.
Okay. Just bear with me, because it's very weak signal.
I can't hear a thing.
Quinn, you're going to have to shout up. Okay. Yeah, I think she's...
I can hear you very good.
Okay. Ah, right.
I can hear you, Ken.
But I think Queen is very intermittent at the moment because what we're hearing is popping like every other word. So she might be driving there, Mickey, yeah?
I can hear you, Ken, but I can't hear anybody else. I'm sorry.
No, I know. I can't hear it either because it's like I'm hearing every other word at the moment. So just bear with me. Okay. I'll just take Mickey's mic off for just a moment, ladies and gents. Let's just see if we can get Queen in and then we'll carry on. Just bear with me.
Can you hear me now?
That's better. That's better.
Wonderful.
Hello.
You can. Hi, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry about that. I couldn't hear you.
No problem. It happens for real. Whatever you got to say to me, I'll listen. Thank you.
Well, I've got some problems with communications going on around you at the minute, and I'm not quite sure where that is. So you may not. I may not understand that at the minute, but I get the feeling there's some good news on its way to you. Are you planning some kind of a journey, please?
Not in the near future, but I do understand the communication situation.
Okay, because I don't know why. Somewhere in that communication thing is... going to be the need for some travel. Now, I'm not saying you're traveling across a state line or anything like that, but I get the feeling there's some good news on the way with that. I also want to say to you, I do get the feeling just maintain your position at the minute, because I get the feeling there's been quite some heavy burdens around you recently, and not just with this pandemic thing either. Have you been looking after somebody, please, in some way?
In a way, yes.
Okay. I just get the feeling things are set to change. Now, I don't want to go into that, here. I just get the feeling that you seem to be planning on changing the obligation. Does that make sense to you?
I'm doing it.
Okay, all right, okay. Because that's what I'm picking up. And that's where the trouble is. That's what I'm picking up. I want to say to you, there's been several attempts, but things seem to have, your plans seem to have been disrupted. I want to say, now I'm going to try and put this in the best way I can.
All right.
Somebody seems to try to be sabotaging your life emotionally. I'm not quite sure
how that resonates.
Okay, because that's what I'm picking up. I just get the feeling somebody's trying to, like I say, sabotage your life. But I'm going to try to explain this as I'm getting it from spirit.
Okay.
When you didn't have any plans to do anything, people were all right with you. But now you seem to be wanting to climb out that dark hole that you've been living in and do something with your life. You look like you're going to succeed, and people are getting a little bit scared because, you know, they just want you to sit in that dark hole with them. You know, they don't want you to do anything with your life. But I've got to say to you, it's make or break time, really. You're either going to fix your crown or you're going to lose it completely. I want to say, when I say crown, most females wear a crown, you know, when you say, you know, fix your crown, girl, you know, that kind of. And I get the feeling you're beginning to find yours, you know, and you're starting to want to strut your stuff again. And I can see your attitude changing, you know. And people are noticing this, and that's what's difficult. They don't like it. Because you look like you're going to be successful in carrying out your word. And I want to say that can be quite frightening to some people, you know. And some people might be feeling a little bit of anxiety and things like that. But you've got to do what you've got to do. Oh, and by the way, you're going to be successful. There is some money coming to you. I don't know where that is. But this is going to enable you to do what you want. I've got to say, to live a single life, if that's the right word, I don't know. I might not be using the right word, but that's roughly what I mean.
It makes sense. Too bad for how they feel. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
It's going to bring stability to you, and you're going to get the strength to turn around and tell people to piss off. If you don't like it, piss off and leave me alone. That's what I feel, and I feel you've got to maintain your position. And all you need is a little bit of patience for a little bit longer. Don't compromise. I'm going to say, somebody's going to ask you to do something, right? Don't get involved with them. Just flatly refuse. If you get involved, it's going to be like getting back in the maze again. You know, if somebody's trying to burden you, no matter how good it sounds, if it's that good, why do they want to get you involved? You know, I just get the feeling they're just trying to saddle you with more problems, you know. You've heard all this before. You've been round and round and round and round and round. You haven't made a million. All you've done is cried a million tears for other people, not yourself, you know. So this is your time. I do feel as though this is an important time for you. Stand your ground, don't give an inch, and be stubborn. I want to say a firm attitude is what you need right now, because spirit have got some lovely things coming to you. If you're going to be timid and you're going to start If you're going to start being timid and start doubting yourself and being indecisive, you're going nowhere. I can tell you that now. You're going to just have more quarrels and more understanding and more problems than like you've had. It's time to stand your ground and walk away. Keep bloody walking. I want to say to you, there seems to be, I don't mean this in a relationship way, there seems to be some kind of a partnership coming up with you. Maybe someone, maybe you're going to be working with somebody, or you may not be working, but it could be sort of doing something with somebody. You could be just be friends with somebody. I do feel as though this is going to help you to express yourself. I also I also feel a very, 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 very important move with you. A very important move. Definitely going to be a clash of personalities with this. I have a feeling that this important move is going to take you right away from where you are. Whether it's a house move, whether it's a job, I don't know. It may just be moving to the next neighbourhood. I don't know. It may just be moving away from people. It may just be getting people out of the house so you can live in the house yourself. It could be that kind of a move. But whether it is, it's going to be successful. That's what I'm saying. When I say move, it don't necessarily mean move to another state, another neighbourhood, another township. It could be that you're chucking everybody out of the house and live there yourself.
Two minutes.
This is going to establish a new vibration around you. I do feel as though this is what you need. This is what you need for you to have your own little bit of space, to have your own vibration where you can be yourself. And I want to say start taking pride in yourself and pride in your home again.
I'm doing it.
People have been hampering your efforts to be independent or to get your independence, if that makes sense. People seem to be dragging you down or dragging you back. This is going to be a successful conclusion to negative people, all right? The material...
1 minute.
The material coming to you is very, very positive, all right? The restrictions that have been on you, the pointless restrictions, are going to be lifted, and you aren't going to be disappointed. No looking back and no regrets. I do feel very, very strongly that this is a new beginning for you. You may feel a little bit lost to start off with. Do feel for you, once you start to find your feet, there's going to be no stopping you. All right? Things are looking good for you. Okay?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello, now I can.
919. Oh dear.
Yes, can you hear me?
Just bear with me. Okay. Ladies and gents. Okay. 24 minutes to go. And we appear to have lost Mickey. I really don't know why. Okay. I really do not know why. We've got 919. We've got a 917 and 856. And we've lost Mickey. Why? I have no idea. No idea why we should lose him this early. Okay. That's 917 has just made it back in. Okay. And Mickey's got kicked out. Why is that then? Why has Mickey got kicked out? Does not make sense. Okay. We know that Mickey normally loses connection around about 5 to the hour, but not normally this early. But I can say there, ladies and gents, that at the moment, with the studio the way it is that Mickey was here 15 minutes before the show started, yeah? And the Google Hangout tends to kick him off at precisely 2 hours, yeah? So you can understand where I'm coming from here. 15 minutes before means that Mickey has already been there 2 hours, yeah? So, okay, it doesn't appear that we're going to get Mickey back this evening. Now, next Monday evening, which is going to be the 8th of June, I do believe, it could be the last show that we do here for a little while, yeah? We don't have Stephen Thornton on a Tuesday anymore, and we only have two readers there at the minute on a Monday and on a Thursday. So it's a bit unfortunate, but that's the way it is. They're due to look for another payment from us on the night, but we've had no communication with them this month at all. So whether there's anybody there at Blog Talk, we really don't know. There has been no correspondence with them at all for this month, even though I've been trying to find out what's going on there, and whether they've had any luck with resolving the debit card problem. I have got a new card coming from a different place. Hopefully that will work. Doesn't, then you will have to look for us wherever we are, because we may have to vary our mode of transmission, so to speak, over the next coming weeks, and we may have to jump from one place to another in order to keep shows going. It really depends on how settled people feel where we are. So the most likely place that we will do shows from will be the Facebook messenger there at the moment. It's Facebook groups, and when we use Facebook groups, ladies and gents, it means that we can only add people in at precisely the hour that we go live. Yeah, if we try to add people in earlier than that, Facebook assumes that we're going to air now, and of course we're not. We can only go to air at 9 p.m. So Laura is there, the last caller that called in, 919 and 917. We lost 917 briefly. 919. We couldn't get to them. We tried to get to them, had to leave because we lost Mickey. So I can only apologise to all three of you there, 919, 917, 856. 856, I do know the number. I do know that number. The other two, I don't.
one of those things.
You
are speaking. Yes, Carol. What was you going to say now?
I said, have you
last speaking? I have. Yeah. Is there something you needed?
No.
Okay. Right. That's the wife just popping her head around the door briefly. So I don't think that Mickey will make it back now, and it really wouldn't be practical for him to do so, because we'd only be able to fit one more person in anyway. So it's looking that we won't be able to meet up with We won't be able to meet up with Mickey again until next Monday. Okay. Right. I need some new teeth. I need a new braid to go with it, but that's besides the point. Okay. Right, ladies and gents, I do apologise once more. It does happen. And we're bringing shows through the Google Hangout at the moment, so it's amazing how it manages to hold at all. Okay. We haven't got no music to play out with, because the only thing that we can actually play out with is the music that we come in with, because they only allow three pieces of music here at the moment. So I think what we're going to do is just say good night and good times of your day to you, and thank you all for being here, and so very sorry that we couldn't reach you all. And just say it happens from time to time where we have these problems of one thing or another. If it's not one thing, then it's something else. But, we do our best.